Highway officials have long urged drivers to buckle up, don't drink and drive, and obey speed limits. But their efforts this year may have benefited from the recession.
The downturn has slowed people down and slowed down their spending and certainly slowed down their travels enough where we're seeing some of that effect on our roads.
Major Dan Lonsdorf of the Wisconsin Bureau of Transportation Safety figures 2009 will end with about 550 traffic deaths in the state. That'd be the best year since 1944, which had 526 deaths. Lonsdorf says the recession's caused Wisconsin drivers to put off long trips and do more short-term staycation travel.
Our total annual vehicle miles traveled are down about 3% across the state. People are slowing down to conserve some gas, and that's where people can really save some serious money. Do they just slow down even just 5 miles an hour? It makes a big difference in what they're going to pay at the pump.
Besides the economy, Jason Bittner, the National Center for Freight and Infrastructure Research and Education, says today's cars are simply better designed for safety, as are the roads.
A couple of improvements that have been made in Wisconsin specifically: crash median barriers designed to keep vehicles from crossing over the median and causing a more severe head-on collision. We've removed more roadside hazards like telephone poles, light poles, trees from the right-of-way, especially in high-speed areas.
Bittner and Lonsdorf expect recent legislative measures on drunk driving to help cut traffic deaths. Lonsdorf hopes to break the 1944 record in a couple years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.